Julie, the DC gulag, as we call it, it is despicable the conditions these people are being held in, some still without trial, I might point out. Tell us a little bit about the DC jail system these people are being held in.
So what happened right after January 6th is DC jail officials set aside a specific cell, a cell block dedicated to incarcerating Trump supporters. And for months, those people were hauled off from their homes after these raids, sometimes stopping at three or four other prisons across the country before they were transported and ended up at this DC, what we call gulag. They spent months in solitary confinement. There were numerous reports of physical and mental abuse by jail officials. To your point, nearly all of them had no criminal record. But what happened, Jesse, and what is continuing to happen, is the Department of Justice goes to this DC district court that's acted as a rubber stamp for DOJ, explain that these people are basically domestic terrorists, that they cannot be released out into society because they're a threat or for whatever their involvement was in January 6th. Now, the conditions there are changing, Jesse. Some people have been sentenced or agreed to plea arrangements, so they are serving out their prison sentences in other jails. Some defendants are being transported to the DC jail to stay there as their trials are underway. For example, you have the Proud Boys trial going on right now. Some of them were at different jails across the country. They now are at the DC jail because, of course, they have to show up to the DC courthouse for trial. So it's sort of a fluid situation in terms of keeping tabs who's there under pretrial detention, who's there or going somewhere else after conviction or plea deals. But look, this is a system. I call it a legal and judicial system circle of hell for these American citizens. They are trapped in our nation's capital. They are their captors are federal prosecutors and these judges who refuse to move these trials out of D.C. Not a single trial for a Trump supporter should happen in Washington, D.C. But these judges refuse to do their constitutional duty, which is protect the rights of the accused and make sure their due process rights, that they are afforded those rights. The real villains here are these judges, and Nick and I have talked about that, and I'm sure we will be following up on explaining exactly what these judges have been doing for the past 2 years.
Support the First TV today and get instant access to exclusive specials like Who is Ron DeSantis? The History of FBI Scandals and America's Worst Presidents. Visit thefirsttv.com/support or download the First TV app to become a supporter and start watching today.